哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。
Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
KNOM presents Harriet Panaya, Part 2.
My name is Harriet Panaya from Sifunga, and I'm 80 years old, and my birthday is May 14, 1932. I went to school. I learned that to read that Dick and Jane. We never use English until we got school. The teachers teach us to use English. So I don't like to talk English because I don't know how. Try my best. I go to school here and I went up only to 8th grade. No higher. There are others that went out, like her. She went out in Mount Edgecombe or somewhere and get more good education. Me, I didn't go. My parents didn't let me go out. That's how I live here and help my community meet. Education is really good. Far more than anything here, now we're pushing them to go to school. I used to work as a health aide in the past. I started in 1950. I worked purely as volunteer. In 1960, I gave myself is to help other people. Like helping elders go to their house and doing household cleaning. I participate myself fully and help other people. And there was lots of illness in my people used to have. TB here in the village. But we have no doctor, no nurse, no airport, nothing. The research people finally came from Anchorage and they started out giving out some medication, and those that are bad ones, they send him out. We have no transportation. We use dog team in winter time. I use dog team for people that need to go out in winter time to the hospital. And during summertime, we use skin boat to send out people who are sick. That's how hard it is. Go going out for training. Starting in 1960, I went to Kotzebue for training. I worked there in the hospital. The doctor trained me how to draw blood, how to treat the patient, how to give them a shot, how to sew the cut. I'd like to help people. Deep in myself, I really like to help people. There are people that didn't die. The person didn't die because that person get treatment and the medication helped that patient fight the disease or something and healed and become a man or not die like a little baby. And long time ago, the little died before it become a grown up because nothing to help the people who are sick. No treatment for the person. Now, when the person gets help getting medication, I also work like a midwife delivering baby because no one to. I hope delivering baby is something hard, but Rocco has helped us, even though we have no doctor. Amazing to deliver a breached baby. Lots of prayer. Twin babies, heart. Lots of difficult and hard. So I'm telling whoever that I didn't do my health aid work. Some God helped me because I prayed a lot, telling him, I don't know how to do this, always. But he always used me, use anyone. I'm sure anybody will do it if he's willing to help. My parents already believe in God and they teach me how to pray and they teach me how to respect. Like I said, it's a powerful. He's worthy to worship him or ask him when I'm having a hard time, like something like this. And I used to, when I grew up, I worked as a Sunday school teacher too, 1950. Oh, I love to do that. I play piano, I play guitar. Loves to be with the children and fun. Fun to teach. And I used to work as Baronier agent long time. Now I'm just sitting, no work, taking care of the boys. I feel good when I do dishes. I feel good I help my community when I'm young. I feel good about it. I mean, I did something. My name is Harriet Pinaya from Sifunga. And I'm 80 years old, and my birthday is May 14,
1932. You've been listening to Savunga Elder Harriet Pinaya on Elder Voices, a production of KNOM. This is the second part of a three-part series. You can listen to the first episode on our website at knom.org. Tune in tomorrow at 9 and 6 o'clock to hear the final episode. We're KNOM, yours for the voices of Western Alaska's elders.